Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Kevin Kading, Private Lands Section Leader. Today we're going to talk about the PLOTS program, Private Lands Open to Sportsmen. Kevin, what is it?
PLOTS is exactly what you said, Private Land Open to Sportsmen. It's a program that's been around for over 20 years now with the Game and Fish Department. And when you look at it, what it is it's an agreement between a private landowner and the state of North Dakota through the Game and Fish Department to open their land for public hunting, for walk-in hunting access, and other habitat development and enhancements.
Okay, how many acres does the program have?
At this time, for the fall 2018 hunting season, there's going to be about 762,000 acres available for hunting this fall. That's an increase of about 25,000 acres since last year. So we've seen a little bit of an increase this year, which is good.
Sure. Last year, as everybody knows, we were kind of in a drought. Mm-hmm. How are the PLOTS acres looking this year?
2017 was a bad year for a lot of things, for wildlife, for ranchers and farmers, and for our PLOTS program, it had an impact as well. The drought hit early, so it was different than a lot of droughts where you start off with some decent moisture in the spring and then you dry out, but 2017 just started out dry and it never really improved. So habitat conditions were pretty poor, and some of the areas were impacted from that by having some haying and grazing. But again, that's part of what PLOTS is out there for too. It's a flexible program, provides some opportunity for that as well.
Kevin, the PLOTS program's been around over 20 years now. What's the future going to hold?
The future of the program, there's still a lot of interest in the program from landowners. We're continually promoting it and looking for new ways to add more acres to the program. A couple of examples of that are some of the things that we're doing with Pheasants Forever and precision agriculture, and looking at ways to maximize the producer's bottom line on their land and put habitat on the ground at the same time. So trying to find those areas that are marginal cropland or not so good for their bottom line and put those into some kind of conservation program or some kind of cover habitat. Those are things that we can do. They may not be as big of a of an impact as some of the whole fields that you used to see going into CRP, but with not as many acres of CRP available anymore through the federal program, then we have to look at options like that. And if you do enough of those and in the right places, you can get some good conservation out there. And then there's other programs that we're working with that are focused on riparian areas or some of these sensitive areas. We have a conservation reserve enhancement program, which is basically just a customized CRP for the state of North Dakota. And that program is just getting going. And that's using state dollars as kind of a match towards the federal dollars. So between the Outdoor Heritage Fund and the state PLOTS funding, that program wouldn't exist in North Dakota if it wasn't for those two funding sources. So we're able to take that money and put it into conservation payments for producers that protect some of these riparian areas and provide walk-in public hunting for those acres as well.
Kevin, something we started a couple years ago is like the deer lottery, for example. If you're unsuccessful, typically you'd get a refund, but there's that option to donate to the PLOTS program.
Right, and if people are applying for their deer license, when they're actually doing it online, there's a box they can check if they wish to donate that if they're unsuccessful, and people have been doing that. So in the last few years, we've accumulated a little bit of funding for that, and we're taking that money and putting it right back on the ground. We've got some deer habitat and walk-in hunting access from those funds, some new trees and new grass being planted, and so we're taking those dollars right back and putting it on the ground in the form of habitat.
This program is very important to sportsmen and women around North Dakota and non-residents.
It is. It's been very well received by resident hunters and non-resident hunters and landowners. Landowners that have been in the program really like the program. They think our rates, our payment rates, our terms of our agreement are fair and flexible, and we've always tried to strive for that, to have a program that works for landowners. So some haying and grazing can take place out there. Some allowed use is built into those agreements. But then also there's that habitat component and walk-in hunting access component too that the hunter receives out of it. In general, it provides some really good opportunity for people that may not have other places to go. And it's really attractive for younger hunters, families with kids. It just makes it a little easier for those folks to get out and find a place to hunt. And so we still encourage people to go knock on doors and meet landowners and have that relationship. And, you know, plots is just one more place available for them to hunt. But still, if you can build those relationships with private landowners, that's probably the key.
If you're a landowner potentially interested in the plots program, who can they contact?
We have private lands biologists across the state. They can call any one of those private lands biologists, or they can call our main office at the Bismarck office. They could also jump on our website. There's some information on the website, and there's actually a form on there where they can be contacted if they fill out their information, and we can give them a call back or send them an email and get a hold of them that way too.
Okay, one thing we want to emphasize, when you're out using these plots, acres, you know, pick up your stuff, take care of them as if it was your own.
That's right. Yeah, they're still private land, and landowners are graciously, you know, enrolling this land into the program. Of course, they're receiving a payment, but still, they want their land treated with respect. They don't want to come out to an area and see garbage or bird remains or carcasses, things like that. They certainly don't want people driving on them. That's why they're walking access only. And they're really for hunting only. Any other activities need landowner permission. You know, if somebody wants to camp out there or shoot a, you know, target practice or things like that, that's not what plots are meant for. And a couple of those incidents can really leave a bad taste in the landowner's mouth. And we do get calls on that. Not a lot, thankfully, but we do get a few calls on that every year. Whether it's someone driving where they shouldn't be driving or leaving garbage at a field approach. Just little things like that. That's, you know, we just want people to be good ethical behavior out there and use some common sense and treat it like this was your piece of the property.
Another thing about the future of plots program and CRP in North Dakota is they're working on the farm bill right now. Explain a little bit about that.
Well, that's probably one of the biggest impacts that the farm bill has on North Dakota is the Conservation Reserve Program, and it will be soon debated in conference committee. The Senate and House have both passed their versions of the farm bill, and now they have to come together and try to find an agreement and see where we end up with CRP. So if hunters or landowners or people out there are interested in programs like CRP or other conservation programs, they can contact their congressional folks and let them know that it's important to them and that we would like to see it in North Dakota remain an option for producers.
A lot of good information, Kevin. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
The 2018 Plots Guide is currently online at the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. You can also download the maps to your smartphone or your GPS device, and the printed version will be out soon. For Private Lands Section Leader Kevin Kading and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.